7 extension 101.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, you take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And, of course, it is the live Saturday night edition. And that means we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we always are. And you can bring up maybe a personal problem. Maybe you've got a political rant that you want to go off on. The phone lines are open and they're here for you. Again, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the archives. We have got the last 6 days of the show right there on the front page of the website. So if you're one of our Saturday-only listeners, meaning that the radio station you're listening on only carries us on Saturday, you may be wondering what you missed in the past 5 days, because we do this all week long. All you have to do is just go to freetalklive.com. You'll find the archives right there on the right-hand side of the page. It's that simple.
Very, very simple. Quick, easy, fast, fun, free.
And as you scroll down the fast, fun, and free archives, you'll find there are a few links that you can go to and vote for Free Talk Live on sites like podcastpickle.com. And also, you'll also find that the archives actually go farther than 6 days for free. We'll take you all the way back to March 1st, courtesy of the good folks over at downloadradio.org. So everything at freetalklive.com is on the house. So be sure you go and check that out. As always, we've got a lot to talk about, again, here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So plenty of time for your calls, plenty of time to get into some issues here. And one of those things, actually, why don't we start with an email tonight?
How about this?
Huh?
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
You know, I was just talking to one of the good folks over at the Free State Project today, one of the organizers, if you will,
okay,
about us possibly attending the Porcupine Festival.
Which is the big Free Talk Live slumber party camping trip. Free State Project.
Free State Project.
I know. I said free, yeah, and the first thing that comes out of my mouth is Free
Understood.
Talk Live.
It's happening in New Hampshire this summer.
The Free State Project weekend camping trip slumber
Actually,
party.
Actually, an entire week long.
Is it really?
The kind of the focus, I would say, if you had to pick, if you couldn't be there for the entire week, you'd want to be there for the weekend, because that's when the bulk of the activities are going on, I'd say.
Right.
They've kind of concentrated most of it into 3 or 4 days, but really, it's scheduled for an entire week. It's the last week in July.
The rest of the week is various types of civil disobedience, like organized lawn dart competitions.
Jarts. Yes. So that's happening, and we want to be there. But we want to do the show live. I mean, I'd like to be there even if we couldn't do the show live, just because I'm sure it's going to be a good time and going to be a lot of pro-liberty people around one another, and it's supposed to be a really good atmosphere, a lot of fun. But we'd obviously like to do Free Talk Live from there, but the problem is, as you mentioned, it's camping.
Yes, it is.
Now, when you've got a radio show to do, it's difficult to do it from the middle of nowhere. Now, it's not the middle of nowhere per se, but it's close. It's, you know, it's a campground in the northern part of New Hampshire, and the northern part is not exactly known for being anything more than rustic, I suppose. So there's maybe a few phone lines that go to the campground, but unfortunately they're not going to be anywhere near where the actual activity will be. And even if we could access a phone line, the question would be, is it high quality enough? These are the things that we must deal with as
right.
a radio show. Because if we could lug all of our equipment up there and then discover that the phone line's got noise on it, and we'd be screwed. There'd be nothing we could do about it.
That's true. We could probably do it.
We'd have to run archives all week.
Yeah, that's true. There are ways around it.
There are ways around it. We are investigating this.
Yep. If we know that there's good cell phone coverage up there, we could actually run it through a cell phone.
Oh, gosh.
No. Through not actually using the voice connection on a cell phone,
okay,
but using the data connection on a cell phone.
I was going to say, it'd be pretty atrocious.
No, we
to
could
this
take
entire show.
You know, I've got Manwich's laptop sitting right here. You know,
right,
we could plug everything in here and then stream it to GCN.
We're looking at doing a little satellite internet access thing, too, so we'll see what we can pull off. But anyway, that's in the works for this summertime. Let's get to an email here from Zippy. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Ian Manwich and the Hothead. I think he means Johnson.
Probably Johnson.
He says, I absolutely loved listening to your podcast show. However, I've chosen to no longer receive your RSS feed, which is our podcast, the internet version,
yes.
Downloadable version of the show. He says, I'd probably remain a loyal listener and tell others to listen too, if you would just refrain from the Christian bashing. Just stay away from the topic. Don't even go there. I know that all of you don't believe what I do, and that's fine. That's your choice. But don't make me or anyone else feel like we're below you. And don't call us stupid or ignorant, as I've heard on your show, just because we choose to believe something that you don't.
Yeah, I think you're probably referring to Johnson. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if I don't remember if Johnson was particularly calling them stupid. It's certainly possible that he might have. But I was certainly the first to jump down his throat for that. I mean, I called him out on the carpet and said, I don't think it's really appropriate for you to call anybody stupid. I mean, unless you actually have physical evidence, like via
This was two different shows. The thing where you went off on him about just calling people stupid in general, that was the night that I was here. The Christianity bashing, that was the night that I was not here.
Right.
So there's two different instances.
I understand that, but whenever he lays out that stupid line, I always call him on it, because I think it's wrong to call people stupid. I think that we can all be ignorant, absolutely, and we've touched on that before. I am the first person to admit I had just had my truck over at somebody's house today. They were taking a look at it, because I know nothing about vehicles.
Sure.
I'm totally ignorant.
When it comes to auto mechanic type stuff, yeah.
How could you know something about everything? You can't. I mean, you can't know anything extensive about everything. Nobody has the free time in order to learn that stuff. That's why we have people who have specific areas of expertise. And that's why we got car mechanics, and that's why we have bus drivers. And, you know, there are people that...
That's why people specialize
right.
in things, you know,
exactly.
So they can actually learn how to do something well.
And if you are specialized in something, odds are good that you're not stupid. Because if you're stupid, you're probably not going to be able to pick up how to change, an oil filter or spark plugs or how an engine works. I mean, these are things that you have to be able to comprehend at a certain level.
Right, that's true.
And I'm not saying that I couldn't comprehend it. It's just that I don't want to comprehend it. I have other things that I'd rather be spending my time on. So to each his own. So I think it's absolutely unfair of anybody to call anybody else stupid without actually having evidence of the person really being stupid. Because, yes, there are stupid people in the world.
What would constitute evidence, in your opinion?
I really don't even know, because I just, by default, do not call people that. I mean, I can't say I've called anybody that in the last several years of my life.
Okay, well,
Bush appears to be a little bit on the dumb side. But maybe he's just bad in front of the camera. Maybe he just isn't good with the English language.
Right, exactly. You know, I mean, you made the statement, yes, there are stupid people in the world. I'm just wondering what those qualifiers are for you to be able to make that statement.
I don't know. I haven't seen very many of them, so I really couldn't say.
Okay.
And I don't even know if you know, calling a retard stupid would be fair either, because they're just kind of mentally imbalanced by nature, although I suppose that's what stupid people are as well.
Probably. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so I don't like that Johnson said that, so I'll be the first to come to your defense on this case, Zippy. But in regards to the ignorant line, absolutely, I'm guilty of that. I've called plenty of people ignorant, and I think it's fair because I call myself ignorant.
Sure, sure. And see, ignorance isn't so much a bad thing it's not as big of a deal as people who are willfully ignorant. That's where my problem comes in. People who don't know anything and don't want to. That's where I have a problem.
Or worse, when presented with blinding evidence.
Yep.
Continue to hold their hands over their eyes and stick their thumbs in their ears and go, I don't want to look, I don't want to look.
Exactly.
That's willful ignorance.
That's willful ignorance. And that should be a crime. That's what that should be.
800-259-9231. What do you think? You got an opinion on ignorance versus stupidity? You want to change the topic completely? This is your show. You take control. 1-800-259-9231.
I'm in Manuch's chair, and I just said there ought to be a law.
Oh, man, it must have some sort of disease on it. Anyway, Manuch, by the way, is coming back soon as well. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon. You couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor. Made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas for New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the number for you to get interactive with us. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
The live Saturday night edition here, so take control. Again, 800-259-9231. 9231, join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photos, and we put them up on our website because we're proud of our female listeners. In fact, we've got a couple other female-only, I guess, pieces of information that you should be aware of, ladies. If you call in to Free Talk Live, and we've got guys on hold, and you want to go on the air with us, we'll put you on first.
That's right. We like the ladies around here.
That's right. It's totally unfair. But that's the way we like it. So 800-259-9231. 9231. We're going through an email here from Zippy. Zippy's emailed us at ftl@freetalklive.com saying he's disappointed with, I guess at some point in the past, I think it was Johnson, our Monday night co-host, might have labeled Christians as stupid. And that certainly is not the right thing to do. And I'm the first person to come to your defense on this one, Zippy. It was the wrong thing for him to say, and I believe I called him out on it on the air. But as far as labeling you ignorant, well, again, I'm the first person to admit ignorance on a variety of different topics, but I personally believe, and this is just my personal opinion, that Christians are ignorant in regards to they just believe what everybody tells them. You know, you are a Christian because you were born into Christianity. In the same way, you'd probably be somebody who worshipped Zeus if you were born into, you know, born back in mythological times.
Right, back, you know, when the pantheon of Greek gods was the way to go. You know?
Right. Well, nobody had any idea what a monotheistic god vision was.
You know, I might begin worshiping the Greek pantheon.
What, for what reason?
Why not? They're great. Have you ever read those stories?
They're awesome. They tried to force me to read them in high school.
Those are the best gods ever. Ever.
Why do you say that?
They're just fun, and it's like a soap opera.
True.
But it's like a god soap opera. It's just great.
It's a lot more interesting, I think, than the Bible stories, personally. But again, this is just all personal opinion, but can you deny it? Really, Zippy. I mean, if you want to dial in here, I don't know if you're still listening or not, but 800-259-9231, or anybody who's a Christian. We love talking theology on this show, and Zippy wants us to stop. He says that we should just refrain. Stay away from the topic. Don't go there. Don't talk about theology and religious issues, religious matters, and religion in specificity.
Specificity.
Yeah. And I say, well, if that was the case, then we wouldn't be Free Talk Live anymore. Because
okay.
If you wanted to, because if you wanted to talk about some sort of religious issue, whether you be a Christian or whether you be an atheist or a Hindu or a Muslim, and you wanted to call in at 800-259-9231, and we were to be screening you out, we'd have our phone screener say, oh, sorry, Zippy emailed the show and said that we shouldn't talk about religious issues anymore, so I'm sorry, we're just not going to let you call in about that. Then we wouldn't be Free Talk Live anymore.
Question is the conversation in question, the one that Zippy is complaining about, was that based on a call-in, or was that something that was brought up just among the hosts?
I have no idea. It was probably hosts.
Okay, I think it was probably more of a, you know, sure, let anybody through, but there's no reason for us to come in to the table, you know, bring to the table an article that's going to bash a religious group.
I think
that's kind of where he's going.
I don't even remember what the exact issue was here. It may not have been an article that was bashing something. It may have been some other article that we kind of tangent, and then we went on to a tangent and got on to just general religious conversation.
Okay.
You know,
if you
can't handle it, the show isn't for everybody.
No, it's not.
It's definitely the case.
It's not really for me, you know.
Then what are you doing here?
I'm trying to fix it. I'm trying to fix it. I'm trying to make it better.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, no problem. I do what I can to help. You're my friend, man. I'm trying to keep you from sinking.
Oh, jeez. You're so wonderful. We'll give you an award or something. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. So, finally, Zippy says, honestly, I really don't think that any kind of change in this regard is going to happen anytime soon, if at all. I know your personalities are not ones to admit when they're wrong. You've lost a good listener, and probably worse, hurt your cause. Best of luck in your journeys, Zippy.
Best of luck in your journeys. That's the greatest way to close an email I've ever seen.
It is very, very courteous of
you. I like that. I just like the sound of it.
He says he doesn't think this is going to change is going to happen soon. He's absolutely right, because if we can't talk about whatever we want, then it's not Free Talk Live. And yes, I know the FCC is there, and they're telling us we can't say certain things. But for the most part, as far as topics of conversation, we're unrestricted.
Yes, that's true.
And if you don't want to hear religious conversations, there's plenty of talk shows that stay away from that issue. And they stay away from plenty of other issues, too. There's plenty of shows where you can call in, and the phone screen is going to ask you 50 questions. And if you want to deviate from the topic at hand, you're not going to make it through. If you've got some sort of topic that tends to make the talk show host uncomfortable, you're not going to make it through. If you've got something to say on an issue and you disagree with us, you're just the person we want to hear from. And emails are nice. Phone calls are better. 1-800-259-9231. So if you feel like Christianity is under attack on this show, defend it. Aren't you supposed to do that if you're a good Christian anyway? Defend your religion?
No.
What is a good Christian supposed to do if his religion is under attack? Not that it is right now.
Right, of course. Really, what you should do is just kind of understand that everyone is entitled to their own beliefs. You believe yours, and if someone is attacking it, doesn't really have anything to do with you, and go on living your life and believing what you believe. Forgive that person for being ignorant and move on with yourself.
Let me say this. When it comes to talking about religion in my personal life, I stay away from it.
Sure.
Because my fiancé's family, for instance, they go to church on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And she doesn't, because she lives with me, and she's an atheist. But when we're around dinner, when we have dinner together, I'm not going to bring up technical issues and technicalities about why the flood couldn't possibly have happened and get into these discussions. It's just, I'm one of those who believes that it's just not appropriate. I don't want to make people angry at me, people that are close to me like that. But this is talk radio, and part of talk radio is talking about some of the things that you don't get to talk about amongst the close people who are close to you. And so it's kind of part of the show that we go on to those issues on Free Talk Live, where some other talk shows are just afraid to touch. And the reason why they're afraid to touch it is simply because of, you know, what we have here. People get offended too easily. So thicken your skin up a little bit, Zippy, and come back to us. Let's go to Matt in Tennessee. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo. Hello.
Hello, how y'all doing?
Excellent, Matt.
All right, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
You're listening on WBCR. Good to know that we're still on over there.
Oh, yes. You know, you got to love Harry. He pursues the truth.
Absolutely. So what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I just heard you, make your best effort to precipitate a discussion about theology, and so I just thought I'd call in. I'm building a treehouse right now myself.
Good times.
Yeah.
Is it for yourself?
No, actually, I'm fulfilling a commitment.
To Jesus?
No, to my daughter. But
okay.
Jesus is involved. You know, when you tell somebody you're going to do something, you have to do it.
I agree with that. You got to keep your word. I'm a huge fan.
Now, why do you believe that?
What, you have
why
to keep
you
your word?
Why do you believe you have to keep your word?
Because it's honorable, and if you don't, you're dishonorable.
But where does honor come from?
Where does honor come from? Inside you, I would suppose.
Okay, well...
Okay, you just hit a great point. You hit a great point.
Well, Matt, maybe you're going to tell us where honor comes from here in a little bit. Hang on, Matt, if you can. Be patient. We're going to come right back to you here in a bit. 800-259-9231. I wonder what he's going to say. Where does honor come from?
From the Lord.
We'll find out. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control and bring up anything. Coming back in a moment.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG Coolant Flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG Coolant Flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything, the Saturday night edition. And we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
With an extra cocky Torgo tonight, apparently.
Extra cocky.
Yeah, you're a little on the extra cocky side tonight.
Well, you know.
You sounded like Manwich, starting to make it sound like you're saving the show. And
something about this chair. I don't know what it is.
It's the Manwich hubris. Is that the right word?
I think so, yeah.
Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. This is Free Talk Live, and we got Matt on the line in Tennessee listening on WBCR. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo. Now, you were going to explain to us where you thought, I think, honor comes from?
No, I asked you where it came from.
I think it's internalized. It's something inside oneself.
Okay. What do you do with people like Adolf Hitler?
I'm sorry. What do you mean by what do you do with him?
Well, the thing is human beings are all subject. Okay, what do you do with Kofi Annan? What do you do with George
Bush? Human beings are all what?
They're disparate in their subjective nature. In other words, everybody's different. So if everybody's different, how can we come to a common understanding of truth without an external guide?
A common understanding of truth. I guess I'm a little lost on that. Are you suggesting Bush has a different honor system than I do? Because I agree with you in that, if that's the case.
Well, you shifted over from theology to politics. We were talking about theology, not politics.
You're the one
politics.
Who brought up Bush.
I brought up subject. And the thing is, we all have a sinful nature according to the Bible, which I think, according to you, might be a fable. And if that's what you want
to
believe. But the thing is, how do you explain order?
How do you explain what? The order of nature, you mean? The natural order?
Well, yeah, because the thing about the Bible, it is completely complete with everything you're talking about. Subjectivity, the nature of man, and consequences, and honor in particular.
Right.
You know, why did I decide to build this treehouse? Because I told my daughter I would build this treehouse.
Well, of course.
Why does it matter to me to keep my word?
See, now, of course the Bible is going to contain explanations for the nature of man and honor and things like that. It was written as a book, whether you believe that it's the Word of God or whether you believe that it's just a collection of stories, either one. It was written as a book to explain the basis of man, either in story form or as truth, depending on what it is you believe.
That's one of the reasons why religion has existed over the years, is to explain the reason for being, to explain why the sun rises and sunsets, all these things that man has a tough time comprehending on his own.
And, you know, the the concept of honor or even the concept of keeping your word, here's the thing. I personally don't want to be viewed as someone who is untrustworthy. You know, I just, regardless of whether or not I feel it's honorable to keep my word, if I'm a friend of someone, for example, I'm a friend of Ian, you know, I do my best. I mean, I don't have the best memory in the world, but I do my best to do the things that I say I'm going to do, specifically because I don't want to end up not being there for him when I said I'm going to do something. Not because I feel any sort of sense of honor that I can't explain, but specifically because I wouldn't want him to do the exact same thing back to me.
It's just in your best interest. And now we're getting back to treat others as you would like to be treated.
And while that is written in the Bible,
great, it's a great section.
It is a great section of the Bible. It is a good rule for
which
life.
Which section are you referring to?
I'm just referring to
do unto others. That
whole thing. It is kind of referred to
the golden rule.
Yeah, that whole type of thing.
I think that's in the New Testament. I think
good
that
karma.
Was Jesus speaking.
Well, whether
whoever spoke it,
whether it was Jesus, God, Muhammad, or you know,
actually, somebody quoting Jesus and putting it on paper.
Whoever it doesn't matter who. What we're trying to say is it doesn't matter to us who said it. It is something that was worth saying and something worth being recorded. I don't want to sound like we're attacking the Bible here on this show. I think there's definitely some good lessons in there. Absolutely, no doubt about it.
My contention is. There are no lessons without the Bible, because when you look at the history of man, there's absolutely nothing that man offers.
Wait a minute. What do you mean there are no lessons? The whole point of Greek mythology was to infer moral lessons and various different lessons on the people.
But where did they come from? They were keying on the physical. See, the thing about the Greek gods is they were all doing physical stuff. You know, you had the god of fire and the god of water and all these. You know, a Plotinus.
What about the god of love? That's not necessarily physical.
Yeah, you have gods that were responsible for concepts as well.
Yeah, that's right. You did. But they were all based on the physical nature of man.
Okay.
And the physical need of man and emotional need of man. And the thing about Socrates. Now, Socrates is where you're going with this, or where you need to go with this. See, Socrates understood the mind-body dualism.
What is that?
The physical and the non-physical.
Sounds
As a matter
like
of fact, I read a philosopher who in college, I can't remember who wrote it. It was one of my reading assignments in college, where a particular philosopher believed that Socrates anticipated Christianity. Now, that's certainly a pagan perspective on it, but it's an intellectually honest perspective. You know, Socrates was executed for infecting the minds of the youth, for telling them they have a spirit. And this is in a pagan culture, mind you, which I think lends credence to the whole idea that God will not be mocked. God's going to show up whether you want him to or not.
When's that going to happen, by the way, Matt? Do you know?
No man knows the day, the time, or the hour. As a matter of fact,
not even the Pope. Wait a minute, Matt. Not even the Pope. The Pope doesn't know? Because isn't he the only one that talks to God?
No.
Well, that's what they say.
Well, that's what they think.
Well, why is it they're right and you're wrong, or you're right and they're wrong? How is it that you know that you're right, Matt? How do you know the Pope isn't the only guy that talks to God?
Well, do you talk to Satan?
No, I don't believe in either one, sir. How could I possibly? Please.
Well, you have metaphysics.
Now, see, there are a lot of people that claim to talk to God, but no, we're actually saying the Pope actually claims to actually have God talk back.
You know what real Christians believe?
What?
Real Christians believe they're guided by the Word, and the Word is the Word of God, and you take conceptual ideas out
of
the
this Word. But this Word is God's Word, allegedly. The Bible is God's Word translated by man, so it's not exactly God's Word unless God
that's
actually talks to you.
That's where faith comes in. You've got to have faith, and faith is a non-physical object.
That's what it always comes back to, Matt. It always comes back to faith.
You're absolutely right. It always does.
Right.
It always does.
And that's faith,
and
we've been saying
that's why
tonight.
I try to lay off of people that do things that, you know, the Bible says that are wrong. You
like
know,
what?
It's not mine to judge.
Okay.
Because we're
all
sinners.
See, that's one of the other things that I wanted to point out. That's one of the other things I wanted to point out, Matt, is the word Christian is so broad. There are so many different types of Christians, so many subsets and subcategories of Christians. You know, certain ones believe this, certain ones believe that, and they disagree with one another on just the minutiae of what God's so-called word is. And so when we're talking about Christianity, I don't want to make it sound like I'm painting everybody with the same broad brush. And I think this has been a great conversation, Matt, and we really appreciate you making the call. I'll give you last word about 10 seconds. Go, sir.
Well, I just say that I think a lot of Christians are wrong, and we got to be guided by the Word.
Thank you, Matt. I don't know. Do you think that the Christians that are wrong, are they going to hell too? Anyway, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
How come every time you need to fill up your tank, you discover gas prices have gone up again? It's not only frustrating, but it's costing you big bucks at the pump. Is there hope in sight? Well, the solution is here. It's time for System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus has been proven to not only save you gas by up to 5 miles per gallon guaranteed, but System 48 Plus has also been shown to increase engine performance, compression, and horsepower with one easy application to the oil of your car's engine. It works great with regular or synthetic oils, and even has the strength for a heavy-duty diesel engine. System 48 Plus cleans the engine walls, then sticks to the engine's internal components to prevent metal-to-metal wear and friction on your engine, saving you trips to the pump and to the auto repair center. The way this product performs, you'd expect to pay over $100. But order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for only $24.95 plus shipping and handling. Save your sanity and your money by calling and ordering your System 48 Plus today for only $24.95 by calling toll-free 866-305-0064. That's toll-free 866-305-0064. Or visit system48.net.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, take control. Anything goes. The Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something to announce about the show, we'll shoot you an email and you'll be one of the first people to know about it if you're on the updates list at freetalklive.com. We've been talking things theological so far this hour. We got an email in from Zippy. And Zippy was not too pleased with us talking about, or as he put it, Christian bashing. Now look, I have a lot of respect for a lot of Christians out there. As a matter of fact, we happen to have, I would say, we have a sizable Christian listenership here on Free Talk Live. After all, most of this country is, I think, considers themselves to be Christian.
A very large percentage.
And we have a large listenership. We've got thousands of people at any given time tuning into this show. As a matter of fact, I can say for sure that we have Christians listening because we know that some of them are just rabid fans of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, and all of this considering all of the attention that we give to religious issues on this show and the, I guess, different opinions that some of us on the show behind these microphones have in regards to religion. So even though we're totally upfront with how we feel about certain things, there are a lot of Christians out there that have respect for our positions, even though they may not agree with them, even though they may think that we need to have a little bit more faith or whatever they, however they feel personally about our religious choices or lack thereof. They still listen to the show because they appreciate the general message of what's going on here. They appreciate the ability to be able to call in and discuss the issues that they want to talk about. And when I say we've got some rabid fans who are Christians, there's one guy on the internet who takes our podcast and has added it to his internet stream. He's got a streaming website.
Oh, that's cool.
Where he streams only podcasts. Now, our show is the first show that he added to it.
So now we're in a rotation on his website?
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we air at a certain time every day. It's been that way for a couple months. It's,
oh, that's cool. Yeah, I know nothing. No one ever tells me anything.
He calls it the S Channel. And then, of course, we have Brandon, who calls in all the time.
Yeah.
He is a very dedicated Christian, lives up in Indiana, young man. But he loves the show. So I think Christians that are kind of on that side of the fence are more Christian than some other Christians out there.
And, you know, while I may not subscribe to any particular religious belief, I, for the most part, don't have a problem with anyone else's choice of religion unless they're Wiccan.
Wait, why? Why do you say that?
I have a huge issue with Wicca and Wicca-like religions. Any religion that also involves magic bothers me greatly.
Is that what most bothers you about Wicca, is the magic? Because I don't really know much about it.
Is the magic aspect of it.
Do they actually cast spells?
Yes, and perform rituals and all kinds. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nuts. Completely nuts.
That is a little bit kooky. And again, we'll be the first people to be honest about our opinions in regards to other religions. Some of them are a little more nutty than others. And I think all of them have a little bit of nuttiness, but some people could very well easily argue that I'm pretty nutty as well.
Oh,
so,
I'll argue that point all day long.
Exactly. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. So, Christian bashing we don't do on this show.
I just realized as I made that comment that there have been four separate occasions so far just tonight that I specifically made the point to mention that you are my friend. I don't think anyone's going to buy it.
I don't know, you fooled me. You fooled me into believing it. 800-259-9231. So, no, we don't bash Christians here, but we do talk about the issues. We do talk about theology. In fact, I think that, I respect more the Christians that kind of keep it to themselves. It's okay to talk about it on this show, but when it's in real life and you're pushing it in people's faces, like the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, I got no respect for that. I don't.
Right, exactly. You know, I understand. You believe what you need to believe, and you do whatever it is you feel you need to do to try and find some way to justify your own existence if you can't find a way to cope on your own. But don't try and force me to feel the same way you do. I'm sorry. You know, it's just not right at all. It's not your job to save me. It's mine.
The best, absolutely. I think the real Christians are the ones that are going to be your friend, listen to the show, and then they'll be there for you if you decide you want to join up with their side. Like if I was to call Brandon tomorrow, and one of our listeners, and say, Brandon, I've changed my mind about this whole religion thing. I don't want to be an atheist anymore. I think that I need to go find Jesus. And he would be right there. He'd be waiting for me. He'd be like, well, come on. You can go to church with me. Come on up here.
Oh, yeah, sure. He'd be supportive if you needed him to.
Absolutely. But he's not knocking down my front door trying to get me to come to his church service on Sunday morning.
No, and that's a good thing.
And it's a key difference between that type of Christian and the other type of Christian. And again, there's a whole bunch of types of Christians, but again, we're generalizing here for the purposes of this discussion. Finally, Zippy adds in his email, he has a post note here. One final note, this one has always confused me. At the beginning of every show, you say how it's the listener's show. But whenever someone seems to be making better points than you on a specific topic, you quickly shut them up and threaten to disconnect them because it's your show. I've never been able to figure that one out.
That is something you do, Ian.
What are you talking about? Give me one example of
when You very, very often, when someone is making a good point and it's counter to you, and you don't seem to be able to come up with an immediate rebuttal, you, first of all, you interrupt their sentence immediately. You interrupt their sentence with, oh, you know, like just some sort of a loud noise for no good reason, and then go off on something that was...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's kind of right. And then they've only gotten half of their concept out, and you attack that half of the concept without letting them get the explanation to where it would be a valid point out. You just, you attack, it's like attacking the subject of a sentence without listening to the predicate.
I think
you know?
You're just attacking me just to be mean, because this is not fair at all. We actually had a complaint about this on the BBS earlier this week. I think he's referring to Paul.
Okay.
There's a gentleman named Paul that called in this week. In fact, he called almost every single day during this week. He called once per night, because we have a one call per night limit. And we let this dude talk for the first night, two entire segments. But he wasn't satisfied with that. You just can't please everybody. We'll come back with more details. This is your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you take control of the Saturday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we always are. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. We got streaming, the live broadband stream. We've got the not-so-broadband stream. So everybody who's on the internet can listen live at FreeTalkLive.com. And it's free, of course. We're talking about spoiled listeners. Spoiled callers, I suppose you could say. Zippy was complaining about it. But let's read the actual complaint from Paul, who called into the show earlier this week. He says, I disagreed with these guys. They shut me down, interrupted me constantly, then kicked me out simply because they can't answer the arguments. And they choose to claim that I interrupted them. Well, look, Paul, it is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You can call and bring up anything. But if you expect us to just sit here as you go off on some tirade and just give you minutes and minutes of airtime straight without asking you some questions to, number one, clarify where you're coming from, number two, make this a conversation and make it more interesting, then you're just totally fooling yourself. This is a conversational radio show. This is not you get to get on and just say everything you want in as long of a format as you wish. It's a talk show. We have to entertain. We have to have a conversation. We have to talk. So, yeah, we're going to interrupt you. If you keep going on and on and on and on and on and on and on, at some point, we have to jump in and ask you questions. Because usually, sometimes, things are not exactly clear. I always have to ask questions for clarification purposes.
Well, you also seem to have a tendency to have a hard time following a conversation, so.
Yeah, I'm a little bit retarded. I'm gifted in some areas, but you're absolutely right. But no, the reason I do that is because I want to make sure I know where they're coming from. There are a lot of talk show hosts. I actually was just listening to some old Free Talk Live archives, like from the very beginning days, and I was surprised to find that I did it back then, too.
Okay.
Asking people for clarification. It's just good communications practice. If you listen to any other talk show out there, for the most part, they just kind of let the caller go for about 45 seconds, and then the talk show host will dump them off and just rant on some aspect of what they brought up. They won't even come close to addressing what the real issue was or what the question was or what the caller actually had to say, which is why I always find myself asking, I always try to reset. I always say, well, wait, let me make sure I understand. Let me recap what you just said. And then I try to restate in my own words what I understood, the communication as I understood it. That way, if I've gotten it wrong, the caller can say, oh, no, this is what I meant.
Okay.
So
right.
That's the point there. That's just good communication. So, yeah, we're going to interrupt you. But there are some times when certain callers are interrupting us more often than we're interrupting them, and when you've got too much crosstalk on the radio, not good. Not good radio to have people talking over top of one another. Now, if you were trying to talk to me at the same time I was trying to talk to you, it really wouldn't be much of a listenable radio show.
Well, yeah, I guess you kind of have a point there.
So if we ask you to hang on a moment,
if you were,
yeah, that's that kind of stuff. If we ask you to hang on a moment while we're trying to say something and you keep interrupting and you don't hang on a moment, we're going to pot you down. But the other key is, on this show, we'll pot you back up. And that means in radio terms, turn you down, turn you back up. So that way we can say what we have to say, then we turn you back up and you get to respond. It's like a real conversation.
Right, exactly. This is one of the only conversational talk shows that exists.
And to suggest that we we didn't give you enough time, you would be lucky to get a minute out of any other talk radio show. We give our callers much more than that because you're interesting. If you're not interesting, we kind of get rid of you sooner rather than later. But if you're really interesting, we'll keep you on for two segments. That's a compliment to you.
I've had a job here for a year and a half.
This is your show. Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is on the way.